96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We hear a lot about the role single mothers play in the lives of children. But tonight, we're going to focus on the impact absentee fathers have on the lives of their daughters, not only as girls, but as women. Joining me to talk about this tonight are Janetta Rose Barris. She's a journalist and creator of the Fatherless Daughters Speak Out. Also on the phone, Jenks Morton, activist and filmmaker. He's the brain behind the documentary Dear Daddy, about the impact of absentee fathers on daughters. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or DailyDrumWHUR. Jenks and Janetta, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Harold, for having me.
Jenks, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Absolutely. A couple of numbers to share with you first. More than 25 million children in America are living in homes without their biological fathers. And many more live in homes where the father is physically present but emotionally absent. And about 57% of African-American children are growing up in homes without their biological fathers. Those are the big picture numbers. But specifically, when we are talking about the impact of absentee fathers on girls, and Jenks, I'll start with you. Briefly share with me, because you've done the research relevant to your documentary several years ago, what was the overarching issue when fathers were not in the lives of their daughters?
It was a void vacancy issue. That's more the kind of where the research says there's something missing. And it's very complex. There's just a number of psychological, sociological, even physical things that a father brings to his relationship with his daughter, that if it's not there, it can just lead to some very deleterious outcomes in that life trajectory. So I did two movies. One was Dear Daddy. The other one was We Need to Talk. So I went across the spectrum. Dear Daddy is kind of younger girls. We Need to Talk was 40-plus-year-old women looking retrospectively back at their lives. But the uniform or the underlying thing that held all together was there's just an absence there. There's this kind of linchpin that helps them, even when it becomes to ascending to womanhood, that a father does that is just different than what a mother does. Mm-hmm.
Janetta, talk to me about your story. You were or are still a fatherless daughter.
Yes.
Talk to me about that and why you started this movement.
Well, I wrote a book. I wrote a book, Whatever Happened to Daddy's Little Girl, The Impact of Fatherlessness on Black Women. Maybe over a decade ago, I wrote that book. And it was my memoir, but it was a collective memoir. And I wrote it because I was fascinated with the notion that I had heard how important fathers were to sons. But no one was talking at the time about the important role of fathers to daughters. And logically, you say, well, if they're important to sons, they must be important to daughters. And when I looked at my life and started doing the research that I did around this issue, I realized that I had that there were five specific factors or issues that were prevalent in many of the women that I interviewed for my book in their lives. Many of them felt themselves unlovable. They worried about getting into relationships. They feared rejection a lot. Often they were looking for love in all the wrong places, very promiscuous, but not promiscuous for the sake of being promiscuous, but because they wanted to be held and hugged and loved. And some of them were overachievers. in that they were looking to try to prove their worth through their achievements. And many of them, I included, exhibited unexplained rage and anger. And in some instances, some of them also thought about committing suicide or attempted suicide, I being one of them. And so I wanted to take that information from the book and really get it out to as many women and men as possible. And so I started an organization, Esther Productions, Inc., and our major effort has been to educate girls and women and fathers about the impact of fathers in their lives.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the impact of absentee fathers on the lives of girls and indeed women. And if you have a question, if you have a comment about this issue, please give us a call. If you are a father who is not in the life of his daughter, or perhaps you are a fatherless daughter, an adult even, give us a call. Let me go to Devin. Devin, calling from Frederick. Thanks for calling, Devin. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I'm a father who wants to be in his daughter's life and was rejected from it since she was 10 years old.
How old is she now?
She's 21 years old now. She has a 2-year-old son who I have yet to see. Meet yet. Like I said, I've tried. I've wrote letters, and I only live 3 miles away from my daughter. And I've tried so hard up until today.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've sent Facebook messages asking if we can talk, and it's just I don't know. I still don't know to this day why her mother kept her from me, and or what. But you know it. It's my only child. She's my only child. She's 21 and my only child. I didn't even get to see walk across stage to graduate.
Let me ask you real quick, Devin, how is she doing? You say that she is a mother herself, but do you know how she's doing? Married?
I would think she's doing really good because, like I said, I haven't heard anything. Like some family members will tell me things when they see me, but.
Yeah,
the baby looks healthy, but you know, I just want to meet my grandson and talk with my daughter, so we can start over again, you know. But it's not happening.
Certainly, you know, we certainly wish you the best. You know, it's always important that families are able to connect. Devin, thank you so much.
Harold, he brings up
Janks.
Mm-hmm. He brings up one thing. You know, when like Janetta said. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, when we were kind of all doing this, there was two names that jumped out. Janetta Rose Barris and Dr. Linda Nielsen are really the only two experts that were really touching on this subject, and it is so pervasive everywhere. And then the thing that comes out of this from the social sciences, a man who's not involved in his – we always talk about deadbeat dads and all that other foolishness, but a man who is not involved in his daughter's life outside of neglect, abuse, or abandonment – does not walk away. He's just like Devin. He's pushed away. And that was a conversation to get you thrown under the bus in the conversation we were having with these daughters, because they've got this one side of the coin in their perspective of what that man was, shaped by the environment he was absent from, and he has had no influence on it. You can't have a conversation with him to get the fair and balanced because you're so skewed in your perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
But the real hard pill to swallow was most men who were not in their daughters' or their sons' lives didn't walk away. They were pushed away. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing that, you know, I said there was just protests and screaming and you know, trolling and all kind of stuff went on when that kind of research came out.
And, you know, that's true because that is true because one of the things that we found out, certainly in my own case, my mother – pushed my father away, and I didn't get to meet my father until he was two years before he died, and he had been trying to reach me for 30 years. And so it is that you have a society, also you have a system, a court system that generally yep. says boys are for him, girls are for her. And so that is one of the reasons that part of what we do at what we're trying to do at Esther Productions is also to change the way those decisions are made about who gets custody, who gets to spend time with the child, and how that time is actually divided.
Talk to me about this event that you're having that attempts to directly address this.
What we're having is the Fatherless Daughters Speak Out mm-hmm. for girls ages 13 to 17. One of the things that we found out is the acting out of that absence, where you begin to see girls act out, comes around 11, 12, 13 years old. And so we want to kind of break that. We want to disrupt that as much as we can. And so on May the 20th, we're starting a series of speak outs to educate these girls about the impact of father absence so that they can look at their lives and make better decisions and better choices than what they're making right now. We also want to educate their mothers. And so we are doing this on May 20th. That's a Saturday from 10 to 12 at 1658 Columbia Road Northwest at Potter's House. It's a free event, but we want people to register because we're trying to do intimate groups. It's very important for us to really get the opportunity to hear these girls' stories. We'll be using the arts as a way to get them to talk to us about what's been going on in their lives and to begin to try to get them on a path of healing. And then move them further into some of the programs that we're doing.
How can people register? Because the event is free, but there's information online that they'll need to get
right.
in order to go.
They can actually call me, call us at our phone number 202-829-0591, or they can send me an email at estherproductionsinc@gmail.com. That's E-S-T-H-E-R. productionsinc@gmail.com.
As always, we will be posting that information on WHUR.com after the program, so you won't have to worry about trying to figure out how to spell all of that,
right.
or the phone number for that matter. But again, that information will be on WHUR.com after the program. Of course, that Fatherless Daughter Speak Out coming up on May 20th, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the impact of absentee fathers on their daughters, not only as girls, but as women. What happens to the girls those fathers leave behind? Give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tiffany calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Tiffany. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm calling in regards to the what happened to those girls.
mm-hmm.
I think I am maybe what happened to those girls. I'm 36 years old. I was raised in a single-parent home by my mom. And, you know, I was able to complete college and get a bachelor's degree, go on and get my master's from Columbia University, but I struggled. I struggled a lot trying to figure out who I was, and I had a lot of identity issues. And, you know, I looked for those sometimes dating people that were pretty much older than me
mm-hmm.
in regards to dating and always asking questions. When I finally did meet up with my father, he, you know, said to me he was pushed away by my mom, and he just blamed my mom for a lot of issues that happened during the time that he was pushed away. And I felt offended. So,
well, Tiffany, hold your point, because I want you to finish your point, but I've got to take a break. So please, I want you to finish. Don't hang up, because I want to hear the rest of what you have to say. Also, James calling from Waldorf. Melissa, also in Waldorf, and April calling from D.C. We're going to talk to you as well, so you will be able to hear the program. Please do not hang up. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Fatherless daughters, we'll be talking about it in just a few seconds. Stay with us. Thank you.